This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I don't know what happened. I can't hear anything. You hear me, B?
Yeah.
All right, good. I want to talk a little Wiz basketball. We haven't checked in on the Wizards in a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And you can say a lot of different things, but it is an entertaining product. They're playing pretty well. Helping us make sense of all things Washington Wizards is our friend Mr. Chase Hughes from Monumental Sports Network. Covers the Wiz for Monumental. Chase, what's up, bud? Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Yeah, same to you. Thanks for having me on.
For sure, dude. How much did the Wiz didn't play Christmas Day, I assume. How much have you had to work over this holiday stretch? I know you got little ones at home.
Yeah, it was basically right after Christmas. They had 3 games in 4 days. It's kind of a catch-22 about covering the NBA. If you cover a good team, a marquee team, you're going to work on Christmas. If you cover a team that's not great and rebuilding like the Wizards are, then you don't have to work on Christmas. So I definitely didn't take that for granted. My daughter's 5, and she had a great Christmas. I hope the same for your girl.
Yeah, that's great, man. All right, so
that don't work in the NFL, though. Dude, we had to work for Christmas.
Yeah.
I know. I did not envy you.
So it's weird. You know, we kind of say the Wiz are playing better. They've won two of their last three. They won 2 in a row. Well, where do you think this team is over the last two weeks, maybe a month?
Much better than they were in the first month of the season. You know, in November, there was definitely a long stretch of time where it looked like they could challenge the worst record in NBA history. But over these last 8 to 10 games, they've been playing much better. They've won 2 out of their last 3, thought they had a chance at a 3-game winning streak last night. They fell short against the Phoenix Suns, but they're 3-3 in their last 6 games. And I think the biggest difference, honestly, has just been turnovers. In the month of November, they were the worst team in the NBA protecting the ball. And in December, they've been above average. And over these last 8 games, they've been 3rd or 4th in the league in turnover percentage. So I think they're just getting a lot better at not making mistakes, not just giving the ball away. As we know, that turnover differential is a big deal in every sport. And the way Brian Keith has explained it is, you know, they had a lot of new players, a lot of lineup changes in the first month of the season. Now they've got a little more continuity, and it's paying off. They're protecting the ball much better.
What has been the biggest improvement you've seen? Because, like, you know, JP just stated, this is entertaining basketball that they're having and they're playing. So what has been the biggest overall improvement?
I would say that for entertainment value, it'd be two things. Just playing more competitive basketball. You know, I think it's not a great product when you're watching a team just – cough the ball up all the time and just fall on their face and just give the other team fast break opportunities. But then also Trey Johnson, he's been good all year, but since coming back from the injury, I think he's been really fun to watch. He's been an excellent three-point shooter from day one. That's why the Wizards drafted him. But now he's starting to expand his range. He's like regularly hitting shots from like 30 feet out. So I think fans are getting really excited about that. Last night, you know, he came out and had a career-high 24 points, made 5 threes. So I think fans can get really excited about him. He's, I think, really been the biggest standout on the offensive end lately.
All right, so I think everybody has approached this Wiz season, and honestly probably next year's Wiz season, with an understanding of what the organization's trying to do. And I think, for me anyway, seeing – obviously there's the OKC model and how good they are, but seeing how good the Pistons are, like, there are reasons for me to really buy into the long-term difficult rebuild. But all of a sudden, the Wiz don't even have the worst record in the East. The Pacers have fewer wins than they do. What is the deal with, like, don't they have to be fifth worst or something? Like, otherwise they lose the pick? What is that situation with the Knicks' protected pick or whatever?
Yeah, so, I mean, it is an important factor to this season. There's no denying it. This is the final year of protections related to the first-round pick they initially sent to Houston along with John Wall to get Russell Westbrook. And now that pick is owned by the New York Knicks, and it's top eight protected. So basically the way it works is that the Wizards got the ninth pick or worse this year, they got to give it to the New York Knicks. Not ideal if you're rebuilding and placing a lot of importance on drafting and developing players. So it would be enormous if they could keep that pick. And to ensure that they do keep it, they would have to have one of the four worst records in the league. So they got a little bit of breathing room. You know, last year, the New Orleans Pelicans had the fourth worst record in the league, and they won 22 games. The Wizards have won 15 and then 18 the previous 2 years. So they could stand to probably improve their record a little bit and still be, you know, safely in that territory. But, you know, even if they had the fifth worst record, the odds of losing the pick, while they would be non-zero, it's still only about 2%. So I wouldn't worry too much about that at this point. I think the Wizards will be just fine keeping that draft.
Chase, when it comes to the ping pong balls and the Wiz, I worry.
I worry all
unless
the time.
It's a non-zero. But I Chase. Only want zero.
Sure, right. You want to ensure that you keep it, but yeah. Also you don't have to like fret over them having the worst record in the league, because with the way the lottery odds are set up, the team with the worst record doesn't get the number one pick anymore. You know, the percentage is much lower than it used to be. And in fact, you know, last year the Wizards had the second worst record. They fell to sixth. The Jazz had the worst record. They fell to fifth. So I think just as long as you're picking somewhere in the top five, especially this year with this draft, it's unusually deep at the top, I think the Wizards would be just fine. Again, as long as they can keep that pick.
With all the talk about, you know, tanking and all that stuff in the NBA, and then you put these clauses in to say you got this protected pick, isn't that kind of like, you know, going against each other? Because if I got a protected pick and I can't have a good and a certain record, then they're going to make me go out and try to lose games, right?
That's why the league is taking a close look at that. I'm sure you heard the news recently that they're reevaluating the provisions that they have to discourage tanking. And actually the thing they're focused on more than anything this time is not a team like the Wizards that is rebuilding, but it's some of these teams that have pick protections realize that, oh, our season's not going as well as we want. Let's tank the final 30 games of the year and try to keep that draft pick. Mm-hmm. You saw the Sixers do that last year, and the Dallas Mavericks a few years ago did the same thing, and the league's trying to eradicate that. So, you know, pick protections have become, honestly, so confusing. It's really, really hard to follow and sometimes explain. You know, the Wizards right now, their pick protection is pretty simple. A lot of these are very complex, mm-hmm. and the league is trying to get rid of that because they don't like that kind of tanking.
Mm. What's crazy is, and I was at the Gaylord National over the weekend. We're talking with our friend Chase Hughes from Monumental Sports Network. You can give him a follow at Chase DC Sports. Chase covers the Wizards for Monumental. I was at the Gaylord National over the weekend with my wife and daughters, and we went to the ice exhibit. I think perhaps walking around in 0 degrees led to my cold coming back. What do you know? But, dude, it feels way more subdued locally because the Wiz have been so bad for a while. The amount of kids walking around wearing NBA jerseys is just astonishing.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a ton of Philly people there to watch the Eagles game, which was not great as far as I was concerned. But the NBA, I feel like, exists in these two different worlds almost, where dudes, I feel like regular sports fans from like 30 to 50, just like regular guys, are like, man, I don't know about the NBA. Like, I'll tune in for the playoffs, but the regular season is such a difficult product to watch. Whereas kids, I don't think care, and they just love it. Like, what do you're at games night after night after night. Like, what do you notice in that capacity?
Well, I mean, I think it's no secret that this area loves basketball, and mm-hmm. we always think about high school and college. You know, Maryland, Georgetown, DeMassa, Gonzaga, all the great schools in the area, but this area also loves the NBA, and I think that shows up in a few different forms. One is, you know, when stars come to town, you know, the arena is packed. But also, if you look at NBA Finals ratings, you know, D.C.'s always up there among the cities that watches, the biggest games in the NBA. Same with Richmond, same with Baltimore, so it's the whole area. And I think those, for all those reasons, you know, people within the organization – Michael Winger, Will Dawkins, in their introductory press conference, they said this. Everyone recognizes that the fan base is a sleeping giant. There's a lot of people who love the NBA here. There hasn't been a winning team. There haven't been too many eras with stars that people are, you know, attracted to like they were with Gilbert Arenas and John mm-hmm. Wall. And people just wonder, I mean, myself included, what would happen if the Wizards had, you know, a true contender with a true superstar? And I think that's what Michael Winger and Will Dawkins are trying to create here.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I tell you, when they used to promote the stars of the other teams, hell, they had sold out houses. If you get your own stars here, it'd be off the chain.
I agree with you. Like, when the Gil teams were rocking, when those teams were really good, going to Wiz games was some of the most fun things to do. And even like the Wall Beal teams, I don't think were as good, but those were fun. How far away, honestly, like, of these young guys, I know there was some push maybe to get, you know, various guys into the All-Star game. I don't think that's going to happen, but maybe they get into the Rising Stars, whatever that game four team thing is. But, like, of these really young guys, between Keyshawn and Sar and Trey Johnson, like, who do you really believe has the potential to be, like, a star?
Well, those are the three guys I would list first and foremost. I think it's really between Keyshawn George and Alex Sar. And I go back and forth on it. I mean, I think Keyshawn George is the best player on the team. I think he's the best combination of offense and defense, and he's super efficient. But he's also a little bit older. You know, he just turned 22. Alex Sar is 2 years younger than him, and, you know, it's kind of neck and neck. Like, one night you might think that one guy's the better player, and then the next night you might think it's the other guy. So I guess factoring in age, I might say Alex Sar, but I think Keyshawn George, what he's done is very legitimate. And you know, just because he is a little bit older doesn't mean his ceiling is any lower. He's one of these guys who had like a super late growth spurt, wasn't on D1 radars until the last second, wasn't on NBA draft radars until the last second. And I just really like his demeanor. He's got great feel for the game, and he's maybe the most competitive guy in that locker room. Like, they obviously lose a lot of games, and every single time he's affected by it. And he's just got sort of this edge about him, you know, being around him, you pick up on that. You guys are, I mean, B. Mitch, you were a professional athlete. You guys know there's a lot of competitive people in professional sports, but some, there's just like a natural edge to them. And mm-hmm. he's got it.
Oh, yeah.
Brian has that. when you're.
So do you, JP.
In only very, very microscopic areas. when you talk about Sar, like, how impressive, like, Keyshawn's game, we kind of get, right? Like, he's a wing, he can shoot, there's a lot that he can do. When you talk about Sar, where can his game go? Like, who's a comp for him? What's the ceiling for that dude?
The two best comps, they were stated before the draft, I think it remains, are Evan Mobley of the Cleveland Cavaliers and Jaren Jackson Jr. of the Memphis Grizzlies. We just saw Jackson a couple nights ago go up against Sar. Both Mobley and Jackson are about the same size as Alex Sar. They're both multiple-time All-Stars. And they've also both won Defensive Player of the Year. And if you look at Alex Sar's numbers compared to them offensively, he's a little bit further along. And he's blocking more shots than those guys were, early in their careers. They became some of the best shot blockers in the league. So I think Alex Saar is very much on the track to be one of those guys, to be an all-star, to make the all-defensive team. But it's kind of interesting, you're seeing with both Mobley and Jackson, you know, they're 4 or 5 years, or Jackson at least is 4 or 5 years older than Saar. You know, they're kind of reaching that point where it's like, okay, they could be the second best player on a contending team. Can they make the leap, you know, to become a top 10 player in the league? It's a really tough threshold to break through. And I could see Alex Saar, you know, a few years from now, us discussing like, okay, can this guy break into the, you know, the top 15 of the league? But he's not there yet, but he's well on his way.
What about Trey? I know he missed a bunch of time. Now he's back. He's a fun guy to watch. You had a thing on your Twitter handle about the deep threes he's hitting. What is he? You got him at 50% on threes from 30 feet or more. Yeah. That's just such a ridiculous stat.
Keep shooting those.
It's unreal.
Tim, keep shooting those.
I know. He said is basically as long as he could see the rim, he'll take the shot. And they're going in. I mean, the three-point shooting we knew was going to be a big selling point for him. He lit it up from every range on the court last year at Texas. And that's been as advertised. I think he's the most talented offensive player they've drafted since Bradley Beal in 2012. But he's a better shooter than Brad was at this age, which is crazy because Bradley Beal was a great shooter, right? You know, ended up setting all kinds of records for this team. I think Trey Johnson, what we're seeing, especially over the last few weeks, is the next evolution for him. You know, he's taken and making threes. Teams are starting to try to close out on those. And he's making them pay in two different ways. One is just stepping out further and making shots from 30 feet away, as we just discussed. And then next is, you know, grabbing the ball and putting it on the floor and getting past the first line of defense. And he's improving in the mid-range. I think that's going to be important, finishing around the rim. And then also, if you look at, you know, drives per game on this team, he's improving his quantity of drives per game, but he's not passing too often on those drives compared to his teammates. I think that's another way he can keep the defense guessing is, you know, get into the middle of the defense and you don't know if he's going to try to finish around the rim or pass to one of his teammates on the three-point line.
Dude, so I'm looking at the highlight video you posted. It looks like a cool TikTok you made of him talking with some of these shots.
Yeah.
One of these, he's pulling up from the Wizards logo at half court. You're there and like, you know the deal. What is Brian Keefe, like, what is the coach? What's his reaction when he sees his guy pull up from half court like that?
I think he's one of the few players that Brian Keefe is cool with doing it. You know, he said last night, someone asked him about that, and he said that, you know, Trey Johnson is the type of shooter where you got to start guarding him as soon as he crosses the half court line. And he mentioned Corey Kispert is another guy like that. So I think those two probably have the green light to shoot from that range. We saw Jordan Poole do it a lot the last couple of years. But right now on this current roster, I think it's just Trey and Corey.
Hey, if he can shoot like Steph, shoot it.
I mean, Jordan Poole gave himself the green light at all
times. If he's 50% from outside of 30, shoot more. Because most people are not 50% inside it.
Hey, some guys have that kind of range. Hell. I mean, you mentioned Steph. Trey Young can do it. There's certain players. Damian Lillard, of course. And I think the guy who started it, we've already mentioned, was Gilbert Arenas.
Yeah, you're right, because Gil started pulling up really far. I mean, Steph changed basketball in a way that, like, George Mikan did. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I took my daughter. They didn't have practice last night, so there was just an open gym, and a couple of the kids went, and a couple of the old, like, the girls' older brothers were there. So the girls were on one side, the boys were on the other side. And this one kid was a fifth grader, kind of tall. He plays, I think he plays some pretty legit hoops, but he's in fifth grade. And this is an elementary school gym, so, you know, it's not as – this kid's shooting 3 feet beyond the three-point line. Mm-hmm. And it's not like a chuck. Like, that's like – it was his
– he's shooting it.
It was yeah. – I mean, it's just crazy to see how much
– some people have it early, Jay.
I mean, basketball's just changed
so
wildly.
Everybody shoot threes now.
I've heard about that. Yeah, Steph has changed youth basketball, and I think Kevin Durant has too, because once he came on the scene – you don't see anyone who wants to be a traditional big man anymore.
No.
They all want to cross you up and shoot threes.
Does anybody play with like their back to the basket anymore?
Not
like,
many.
And it's crazy.
Most big men are there for defense.
And Saar shoots threes.
What's
the
dude? Gobert? His offensive game is horrible.
There's not many of those either. Honestly, like these big Jokic is a unicorn, obviously. Yeah, what's up with his knee from last night, Chase?
I haven't seen the MRI results, but it does seem pretty ominous. So not only is he having a great year, but so are the Nuggets. So hopefully he gets a clean bill of health.
Yeah, that sucks just because he's so much fun to watch.
Oh, he is.
Yo,
and doesn't leave the floor very often, but he can just – he can play – wear you out, though. Yeah.
What do you think of what Derek Queen's doing with the Pelicans? Granted, they're terrible, man. But –
I love it. I mean, you know, I'm a Terps fan just like you. And I remember last year going to see him play against Rutgers in College Park. And Rutgers had two top five picks, Dylan Harper, who went second, and Ace Bailey, who went fifth. Derek Queen was the best player on the court. His offensive feel, especially his size, is extremely special. I was pretty stunned that he fell as far as he did in the draft. Obviously, I was very surprised at what the Pelicans traded to get him. Right. An unprotected first-round pick in addition to another first. But I think he's got future all-star written all over him. I think he is I think the range would be like an Antoine Jameson on the low end and maybe an Alperen Şengün on the high end. Şengün is, you know, a top 10 to 15 player in the league right now.
With the Rockets,
I think
right?
Derek Queen could be that good. I think his footwork and his feel as a ball handler makes it so no big man can stay in front of him. He's a sensational offensive player.
Mm. He's a dude I honestly thought would be a better pro than he just with the pace and space game. So the Pels come to town January 9th. Am I seeing that right? The Commander season has been over for some time. You know, with this Wiz team, we're not expecting a playoff berth or anything, but are there any games you kind of have highlighted that should be like just fun nights at Cap One for fans to kind of enjoy?
Well, that's a good question. I know, you know, the Timberwolves are coming to town soon. They've got Anthony Edwards. He's always really fun to watch. I mean, pretty much must-see.
Yes.
I mean, if you're a Terps fan, the Pelicans would be a game to watch. And then just looking ahead to late January, normally I would circle that Nuggets game. Jokic, you know, is probably the best player in the world right now. But hopefully whatever injury he has doesn't preclude him from playing in that game.
For sure. Chase, what's the podcast, dude? I know you guys are getting some really good guests, and it's growing like crazy.
Yeah, I appreciate you asking. So it's called Off the Bench. We release every Wednesday on YouTube and wherever you get your podcast. And we have had some impeccable timing because we just sat down with Trey Johnson, a long interview with him, fun interview, and that comes out tomorrow. So we got him, and then he had a career night. And so hopefully people are even more interested in hearing what he has to say.
Used to call that the podcast bump back in the Redskins talk days, man.
Right.
It works. All right, brother. Well, I appreciate you making time for us, dude. How is the locker room? I know I've covered some bad teams, and the locker room gets depressing, but it seems like there's maybe a different vibe with this collection of young guys with different expectations.
They say they feel like they're on the AAU circuit.
Yeah, right. Well, I think morale is good. I think these guys get along really well. I think they know the deal of the season. But when you ask me about the locker room, the first thing that comes to mind is just the way they've renovated it. I don't know if you guys have seen pictures or videos of this locker room. It's incredible. I don't know how it compares to – I know the Commanders did a renovation themselves, but these guys are living all right. I mean, this locker room is enormous and, like, super nice. So I think that's definitely lifted morale as well.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the time, man.
All right, Chase. Be cool, brother.
Absolutely. Happy New Year.
You too. That's our guy, Chase Hughes, covers The Wiz. Give him a follow at Chase DC Sports. Sure looks like the NFL MVP award is wrapped up. Who's it going to be? Nobody going.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Breaking news on 106.7 The Fan. Jeff Walker scheduled to run a 5K on New Year's Day.
I'm going to ride my bike right behind him. See what he's doing.
I think he'll be fine, honestly. He's skinny, man.
He's skinny. That don't mean he's in shape.
But I do think...
See, Jeff talks himself up a little bit more than what he
normally is. I run a mile every day.
Ain't worried about that. Now you're tripling.
Now you're going to run... Yeah. Running a mile... When have you ever run a 3 mile?
I haven't. The most I've ran is two.
That's where the problem is right there.
It's got to be sub 30, dude.
It ain't going to be sub 30.
I'm going to push for that.
I'll put money it won't be sub 30.
I'll push for that. What you running it in, B?
My fast is 28.
You ain't running that now.
I ain't running now. I don't run no more. Jeff, I got paid coming to at, run, dude.
Coming at B for athletic achievement is probably a misstep.
Now he talk about that. Hey, I'm a bet money is sub 30.
I'm a bet money because
I didn't even have a time in mind.
You yap about doing it all the time. I know what 30. I'm going to do, though. I'm going to bust that ass when you get on the bike.
29:45 is fine. Just got to be sub 30. All right? Landfill tweeted out this morning the B. Mitch Finley AAA poll question of the day. Of course, AAA poll question of the day brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/commanders. Who should be the NFL MVP? It seems like a two-horse race, Drake May and Matt Stafford, and it seems like after the weekend's events, Drake May has kind of run away with this thing. If you look at Vegas favorites, Drake May is now minus 400 to win. Matt Stafford plus 300. Stafford probably had his worst performance of the season against Atlanta throwing
still got
12 picks.
Touchdowns more passing.
Stafford has 42 touchdowns to 8 interceptions. And
Drake has 30 touchdowns passing and 8 interceptions. Then he has maybe about 6 or 7 more rushing.
I think the Rams have played an exceptionally harder schedule, but the Rams also probably have more players. Like, you know, when you're throwing a Puka and Devontae Adams.
When Puka and Adams were hurt, he was still getting touchdowns. And it's not like it stopped when they went out there.
So you think it should still be Stafford?
I think we can't just dismiss what he's done.
I agree. I think Drake has been really good. He was really good, you know, this past week. I'll tell you one thing that could really complicate things for the Patriots. And the Patriots are trying to be the one seed. I guess they need a Denver loss to get to the one seed. Mm-hmm. Just because there's a tiebreaker stuff there. Both teams are 13-3. I wonder if Jacksonville could get into the one seed. They're only a game behind. This is, like, legit breaking news, not Jeff running a 5K.
Uh-huh.
Boston 25 looks to be the local Fox affiliate up there? I don't know what affiliate they are. They just broke some news, though, about Steph Diggs that is alarming. Patriots star Stephon Diggs facing strangulation assault charges. Reading now from the article, and this just came out within the last like 10 minutes. New England Patriots star Stephon Diggs is facing serious criminal charges. Boston 25 News has learned. Diggs is charged with felony strangulation or suffocation and misdemeanor assault and battery charges stemming from an incident on Tuesday, December 2nd, a day after the Patriots thrashed the New York Giants. Diggs' attorneys appeared in court in Dedham, Massachusetts, I guess a town up there, on Tuesday, seeking to have the police report impounded, arguing that the details should remain sealed. The Patriots have not commented on the situation. Dude, if this thing goes to court, I don't know how this all works. You can tell me what this means. The veteran wide receiver is scheduled to be arraigned on Friday, January 23rd, just 2 days before the AFC Championship game is scheduled to be played. That's no bueno.
Yeah.
Maybe it's nothing. Maybe it goes away. Maybe it's something and there's big trouble.
Got a lot of stuff going on.
So you think it should still be Stafford?
I don't know who it should be. I just think that we can't just dismiss Stafford for what he's done.
Agree with that. Am I crazy to wonder? It's obviously just become a quarterback award. And I think as the Colts have fallen apart, Jonathan Taylor kind of comes out of that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Trevor Lawrence has been phenomenal.
Yep. Six touchdown game.
What about, maybe this is going to get laughed at, what about Sam Darnold?
He threw four interceptions in one game, I think it was.
Yeah, but he's been really good.
I think his defense is better than what you think.
I know a dude who's been really good. Caleb Williams.
He's not at the MVP right now, though.
That's my thing where I land with Drake. I think Drake May will probably win it. And I think it's pretty easy to make the case for him because Stafford was having such a phenomenal season that it was going to be him, but they have really slowed down these last couple games.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know that there's any other candidate that like screams it should be them. Purdy's been really good when he's played, but he's missed so much time, the numbers aren't going to stack up. You know, the Rams could end up being the sixth seed by Sunday evening. I don't know that there's, it's not Bo Nix, right? I mean, Denver's been winning, not in spite
of
him.
But you got to look at the whole thing about, that's where I get lost, where you got to look at the overall aspect of what's happening too, because the team wins the game, not the quarterback. Quarterback does his production, whatever he does, but he don't win the games all the time. That damn team wins it. And I think, you got to look at their defense with the Patriots as well. They played some damn good ball this year too.
Totally.
So it's not just on the quarterback.
The Patriots have played well. They've also played, I mean, just a remarkably easy schedule. That AFC East is embarrassing. Their strength of schedule, New England, 0.38.
Does that not make a difference to anybody?
I don't know. Whereas if you look at the Rams, 0.55. So the teams the Rams have played and largely beat are generally over 500. New England by a mile, not close to that. I wonder who has the top strength of schedule in the league. I mean, that's why I think Washington stands to move up in the draft order if you know, one of these other teams loses. Who would be your vote if you had to vote today? Stafford?
42 touchdowns, bro. That's a lot of damn touchdowns passing, bro.
He's been great. So are you're voting Stafford?
I would.
Jeffrey, who are you voting for MVP of the National Football League?
I think I'm going to have to go with Stafford, too. Just looking at these games and watching the Patriots play, too, to me, it seemed like a lot of their wins are based off their defense getting that ball back to Drake. And I just think the Rams have played the harder schedule.
They definitely have. I mean, Stafford's got 12 more touchdown throws than Drake May. Stafford has 9 more than the second leading touchdown thrower in the NFL, and Jared Goff. Mm-hmm. Fewer interceptions, and that's with the 3 over the last night. Landfill, what about you? Stafford, May, other?
I think I go with Drake May. He kind of absolutely annihilated the Jets.
The Jets.
He did, though. I mean, you're not.
Everybody is 13-3. Every quarterback against the Jets is 13-3. They thrown 30-something touchdowns, no interceptions. Everybody acknowledges
the Jets don't have an interception on the year.
No, it's the quarter. Well, the quarterbacks played against them, throwing no interceptions.
That's crazy.
32-3. I mean, 13-3, 30-something touchdowns.
Drake's averaging 72% completion. I mean, he's been really, really good. The MVP is cool. I also think Stafford will get votes as kind of like a career appreciation MVP and. Whether or not that should be the case this year,
it ain't no career appreciation. That dude's played well this year.
Coming up at noon, Barstool Nate joins us. Next, we're going to run through the Football Hall of Fame finalists.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have been announced. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Thanks, everybody, hanging with us on the YouTube stream or on Monumental Sports Network. Appreciate y'all.
Oh, we up now? There we go. Yeah, wow.
Oh, Jeff remembered to press the button.
Just making sure.
Shout out to Jeff. sure looks like Drake's going to win MVP. We'll see. They got one game left, but I don't think the last game will make that much of a determination. I think Coach of the Year is actually...
That's open. There's a lot of people out there.
So Vrabel is the leader.
Vrabel.
Kyle Shanahan.
Kyle, most of my man over in Denver.
Sean Payton.
Seattle.
So the odds makers have it. Vrabel is the favorite at minus 150. Then Kyle at plus 160. Then Mike McDonald with the Seahawks at plus 650.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle probably going to be the one seed.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it with Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
I know that the Niners have had a ton of injuries, and they might be the one seed too. But, like, I do not think McDonald gets enough discussion and credit.
Yeah.
They are good.
They are. They're very good. That also, their offensive coordinator is very good to be working out that stuff as well.
Kubiak probably.
So
I would expect Kubiak gets a head coaching job.
I wonder, like, every year we talk about coach of the year, you automatically go with the head coach. They say your head coach is a defensive-minded guy, but the offense is really one that changed the whole team around. Why does that head coach have to get it?
Well, interesting you say that. There is now, and maybe this has been for a few years, but I'm seeing it now, there is an NFL Assistant Coach of the Year award. I believe that's actually named after Richie Pettibone. I could be wrong on that.
Really?
But I think that's what it's called, is the Richie Pettibone Assistant Coach of the Year award. So that, B, you might be more interested in. McDaniels, the Patriots OC, is minus 150. Vic Fangio, the Eagles D coordinator, plus 275. Then Clint Kubiak, to your point, is 4-1. Vance Joseph, Broncos DC, I believe, plus 450. I guess because they haven't been good enough, I don't know how the hell Brian Flores isn't on there. Joe Brady at 9-1. Jeff Hafley, the Packers D coordinator, 14-1. Robert Saleh, Niners D coordinator, 28-1. Dennis Allen, 33-1. And Jesse Minter, 33-1. Who would be your assistant coach of the year? McDaniels, to me, deserves some real credit getting the best out of Drake.
McDaniels has been around forever. He knows how to get the best out of people.
He's a damn good coordinator. I'm not a good head coach.
I'm going to go with somebody that's going to be over there with Darnold and keep that going.
Clint Kubiak?
Yeah.
Fangio's excellent too, man. I mean, that Eagles D is
but he's loaded.
Loaded.
It ain't like he's making some bum play.
Agree with that.
Make a coach great, give him some great players.
Right. Yeah, you know, I actually heard, I think, Rooster of all people screaming about this the other day, how people, when a team is really good, love giving the coach the credit. What do you figure? 75, 80,
yeah, but
90% now, of the team's performance is dictated on the players?
I'll say this, though. When you have a lot of damn good players, you got a lot of hell of egos. And if that coach could keep those guys in check and make sure that everybody still understand, everybody got to do their job, you got that. Just because the players are good don't mean the coach does nothing. But when you got a lot of damn good players, that coach's job is a lot easier than what it is if he have some bums out there.
For sure.
You know, if I have great players and I got to just keep their mental psyche right, it's a lot easier than having bad players. I got to get them to play and get that mental psyche right.
A lot goes into it.
Yeah.
So we now have the finalists for the NFL Hall of Fame have been announced. And I'm curious kind of where you land on this, B. We got a bunch of players. Willie Anderson, tackle for the Bengals for a long time. Drew Brees, quarterback, mm-hmm. obviously Chargers, and then the Saints. I think Brees is a first ballot guy. Jari Evans was a guard for the Saints for a while, then the Packers. Larry Fitzgerald played 16 seasons with the Cardinals. Yeah. I think Larry Fitz is probably, although weirdly wide receivers don't get first ballot, so that's one to watch. Frank Gore, I find to be an interesting one. His numbers are phenomenal.
Frank Gore's numbers are great.
His numbers are great, but was Frank Gore ever a top three NFL running back in his time? Was he ever like one of the best? He had incredible
longevity.
The thing
about Frank was so steady.
Yeah.
So the thing about Frank, like, listen, Terrell Davis is in, Frank gets in. Like, people look at if a guy has a great year or not, this, that. When you're top five every year, you're a top dude, yeah. Longevity makes a difference, too.
Sure. Torrey Holt. Wide receiver for the Rams during those Greatest Show on Turf days. Not the longest career, 10 years. I don't know if Torrey gets in. Luke Kuechly's an interesting one because he's undoubtedly a Hall of Famer to me. He was just excellent. but he only played seven seasons. He ended up retiring with concussion. I don't know the right term. I think he had sustained enough concussions that he didn't want to play anymore and keep risking it. Where are you on Eli?
Man, Eli got two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And he beat the Patriots both times?
15 years in the league.
His brother has how many Super Bowls?
Two.
Yeah. Eli's a Hall of Famer.
Well, to me, one of the craziest things with Peyton is an all-time absolute great quarterback. He was a first-ballot Hall of Famer, no doubt. But of Peyton's two Super Bowls, only one of them was because of him. Yeah. The other one was along for the ride.
Yeah, he was in the wagon. They were pulling him.
People forget he was benched that year, the Von Miller Super Bowl. To me, this is a guy that should be in. Terrell Suggs was nasty on the Ravens. Yeah. He should get in. I don't know that he will. Adam Vinatieri.
Why isn't he there already?
I made some of the most clutch kicks.
People can say what they want about how great Tom is. Tom got rings because of Adam and his defense, Tulsa. Every Super Bowl that they won, Tom didn't lead the way. Sometimes he was along for the ride as well.
Vinatieri's a four-time Super Bowl champ. Mm-hmm. I think he won three with the Patriots early, and then I think he was on the Colts when Peyton got his first Super Bowl. I don't know, man. So Vinatieri's there, then Reggie Wayne. I'm sure the numbers are there to support it, but how much of that was playing with Marvin Harrison and Peyton Manning? Kevin Williams, D-tackle, that was very good. Played a lot of his career for the Vikings. Is Jason Witten a Hall of Famer to you?
I would think so.
About Darren Woodson.
Woody.
Couple Super Bowls.
And Woody would.
He would.
He'd make you think twice about crossing the middle.
He could play, man.
You know.
I imagine you and he had some battles in the NFC East days.
And man, Woody are good friends, man. We're cool with each other.
I think Marshall Yanda should definitely get in. He was one of the best offensive linemen throughout his career. Might be kind of difficult for him to get in. That's the modern era. You've also got the seniors category and then like this other category they created just because owners want to get in. So trying to read three here. So that's 15 finalists. Included on the list are four players: Willie Anderson, Torrey Holt, Luke Kuechly, and Adam Vinatieri, who advanced to this stage automatically due to each candidate reaching the final seven from last year. So from this 15, they're going to cut it to seven. And then I guess...
So you say if the four of them automatically go forward?
If you make the final seven the year before, I think you automatically get through to the 15 the next year.
Oh.
It's a hard process. Selection committee may elect up to five modern era players this year. Each must get a minimum positive vote of 80% for election. Five others. You've got seniors category finalists, Kenny Anderson, Roger Craig, and LC Greenwood, along with the coach finalist, Bill Belichick, and contributor finalist, Robert Kraft, are also candidates for the class of
26. I think Belichick and Kraft going in together.
I mean, that's hysterical.
And then Roger Craig. Roger should have been in that, though.
I agree with that. So a maximum of three can go in for the seniors, the coaches, and the contributors. Listen to how much they skewed this to try to get these owners in. Of the three others, the seniors, the coaches, and the contributors, voting on these five is conducted separately as its own group from the modern era players. A minimum of one person and a maximum of three from these combined categories may be elected under the Hall's current bylaws. So there's a minimum of taking at least one of these dudes.
They're taking two or three this year, watch.
They could probably get three in Craig, Belichick. Belichick deserves to go in, undoubtedly.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You think Kraft deserves to go in?
He hired him. Yeah. He owned a team. He paid all those players. I mean, and you look at the business aspect of this league, Kraft had a lot to do with it.
Sure. When we come back, Barstool Nate joins the program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.